that that one man told me that he, one man sold one for $20,000, a walnut tree man. I said, I don't believe you. He said, well, I don't have an affidavit for it, but I sure have got some good authority. And that pecan, Negro planted it the day that boy that come in here was born. And it's 51 years old, that pecan man.
Old tree,
51 years old.
Did you, okay, what would you call the place where we, you would let all the animals walk around?
Well, Charlie, they just walk out in Oakland. That's walk, they, you'd fence off a piece, and mostly with rails. You know what a rail fence is?
Those were the ones that went like that?
Uh-huh, split. You'd split and take a piece of wood about 5 feet long, along, and they would split it and make rails. Well, that would be the cow pen. You call it a cow pen, and you'd have that made, and then make a gate. And that's where you'd put them up in there when you wanted to, if you had 4 or 5 milk cows, you'd put them all in there and shut the gate, and then as you milk them, you'd turn them back down for the pasture.
Was the pasture fenced then?
Oh, yeah.
With what? What would they use the same?
Same thing, rail fences. Because there'd be a little barbed wire then. It's all, or a lot of it, they, you know, the neighbors, they just, they'd fence the cows in and the farmland, don't you see, they'd let it go because they did raise, they raised all the peanuts and corn and cotton. Some of them, they raised good cotton out there.
Yes, ma'am.
And,
about, talking about cotton, tell me about how you raised that.
Well.
Do you remember raising that here?
Well, I remember my brother-in-law more than my daddy. They did, you just planted it, and my brother-in-law had Negroes that raised the cotton there at first, and he raised a lot of cotton. You could just plant it and then, you know, work it, and then the niggers would pick it, raise it on halves, or he paid them. I don't know exactly how he did that, but I don't know whether my dad raised in much cotton or not.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know. You know, just, I never heard him say, but my brother-in-law did raise a lot of cotton. I know that, because at one time they told me he had about 40 bales on it. He was waiting for it to go up or something, and he raised a lot. That's the one we went and lived with. Crow.
Yeah.
Kind of
had to get the weeds out of the cotton.
Hoe. Take the hoe. Those niggers would take the hoe and get out there and hoe it. And then they made good, pretty good yields because they could work it cleaner, don't you see? Plowed with the mule, don't you see? Keep plowing it with mules and clean it, and then they'd get in there with your hoe and clean it. Then it would be clean. There wouldn't be as many morning glowers or cuckabers in there as there are today when they're getting them poison, after poison. Well, I wish I did know more about Double Springs up there where I was born, to tell you, but I just about, that's about all I know. And this other sister up here, I don't know, she wanders more in her mind than I do, so.
You seem to be pretty sharp to me.
Well, thank you, I appreciate it, but,
yeah, well, the type of, you had to, with barbed wire, you had to dig holes for the
post.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they used, if they did, it was one much barbed wire then.
What'd you plant, cotton or corn? You planted just a...
Oh, yeah, you'd clear a field, you know, say 2 or 3 acres,
yes,
or
ma'am.
3 or 4. But they planted more food stuff, more corn, I think, than they did. Well, they had to have a little cotton, too, but
yes, ma'am.
It could have been about half and half, I imagine. But they planted peanuts, and they planted all the gardens, they had a lot